Superintendent, now to the mayor of the city of Avon as we spotlight the community. Again, we're broadcasting from the Health Center, the fitness part of it, and we'll have more folks coming up talking about rehab, as well as the Avon Duct Tape Festival. You can fix anything with duct tape, by the way, and they have their Sweet 16. Though I use zebra duct tape occasionally, it's less manly, or there's ones with sort of a purple leopard. My daughter had gotten a lot of that, but we'll talk about duct tape in just a little bit, but right now we're going to see what's happening with the city of Avon with the mayor, Brian Jensen. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Hey, thanks for having me on again. It's a great day to be in Avon with all the sunshine.
Oh, absolutely. Sure. It's a great day to get out there and see what's happening, the activities that take place, people coming in this morning as well. But a lot of activity in Avon, Chester area, all these new places have opened up. Trying to think of is it the three M's or just there's the Menards and Myers? Those are the two big ones that have worked up. And it's just a new way to bring more people into the community, because obviously these are more than supporting for people in Avon, though we like to have convenience like that here.
Yeah, we're kind of the catalyst of what's going on right now in the county in this area. So we're grateful that it's happening. You know, it's like comes with some challenges in the traffic and that, but we always tell everybody, without the traffic, you can't have the businesses that want to come into Avon. But it is something that's really for us is a positive. And the things that we can add, and, you know, we're putting in a new Veterans Memorial that's the state helped us pay for, but we also put some money into that. And I think those are kind of the things that we can do, like every child's playground over there. You know, all the negatives, there comes with a lot of positives, so that we're able to buy more parkland and do some more things, more activities within the community.
When you look at those challenges with more construction, with more business, do you have anything on the plate in terms of road projects, major road projects we need to know about?
We have a lot of road projects in the works that a lot of times people don't realize it takes years to get all these things moving forward. But you look along Detroit Road, we've got a bunch of projects that are going on right now or that are in the works in the pipeline. Even along 83 in Detroit Road, there's a major project we're looking at doing within the next 2 years, working with ODOT. We're looking at a roundabout over there at Nagel and Detroit Road to help alleviate traffic there. But that was in the works almost 3 years ago, trying to get that through. So it's coming through a widening of Nagel Road from where Levin's is up to Detroit Road to improve there. So everywhere you look around, you know, that's what we do all day is try to look at ways, how can we improve what's going on within the city of Avon? How can we move traffic easier? But even a turn lane along Detroit Road from where Avon Commons is all the way to Nagel Road is in the works already in terms of the planning stages. So we are constantly looking, you know, the repavement of 83, repavement of Detroit Road. So those are all in the works coming in the next couple years. So I know people are going to dread the construction part of it, but it's all part of, you know, a growing city and things that we need to do as a community to take farm roads and make them into regular, you know, community streets.
When you look at that possible roundabout at Detroit and Nagel, the road dips down when you're heading north of Detroit. Yeah. How can you sort of even all of that out to get a roundabout functioning there?
We're going to have to shift things a little bit different directions, but we're also going to have to raise the elevation in the area that's over there toward Drug Mart in that area, so to make it more level. That was one of the bigger challenges, but the thing that we made a commitment to, like Holy Trinity over there, is if you do a typical road improvement, we would have had to take in all the trees out along the church there. And what you do is in all directions, you have to take property to widen all those areas. In a roundabout, you really don't. Once it gets to the center core, you do widen it around there. But the biggest challenge on the roundabout was the elevation. And so we've got that plan figured out in terms of roundabouts can be shifted. Anybody that's driven the 83 Mills Road one, we'll see how we've moved things a little bit. You don't notice it at first, but if you start paying attention, you'll see that there was a little shifts, different directions.
Especially if you look from above, you know, Google Earth or whatever, you suddenly realize, this used to be over here. Mm-hmm. But that's when they do all the surveying and figuring out what's part of that project, which is why a lot of times things take time to figure it out. Yeah. So you work on projects in anticipation of something or
absolutely
in need of something like that, too.
And sometimes, too, is the funding that, you know, everybody gets frustrated sometimes, even with Myers coming in. It's like, look at all the traffic that's going to bring to the area. Look at all the traffic Menards has brought to the area. But it's one of those, until you get the revenue to pay for those projects, you know, that's just not as easy to do as people might think. So, but you know, like I said, there's definitely plans in place, and we're constantly looking at every part of the city every day to say what's going to happen in anticipation of what may come But again, the revenue's got to be there in order to pay for it.
Any big announcements to new businesses coming that, you know, we might read about in the paper next week? Maybe you could tell us today.
No, we, you know, quite honestly, there's a lot of people that are looking at the city of Avon, even looking at surrounding communities. You know, it's kind of nice. I just had a mayors and managers meeting. It's like all the mayors in that get along, and we all talk with one another, and I think we all are encouraged by positive things that happen with surrounding communities and realize that without the support of each other, and like I said, as for us, was Westlake developed and was doing great. You know, Avon starts to, as Avon does well, it starts to move around. And it's like, we need Lorain and we need Elyria to do well because it benefits all of us.
You say you get along, but I see you and Mayor Zilka back-to-back with this Avon-Avon-like community challenge there. So there is a little bit of
No, there's not a little bit. There's a lot. So, you know, but we have a good time doing it. But, Don't mistake any of those, you know, those smiles. There's seriousness behind it.
Seriousness for that. But yeah. It gets the community involved, and it helps get the residents to be healthy. Mm-hmm. So it works out well for that.
Beyond some of the maybe traffic or development issues, what do people commonly call City Hall about?
Typically, it's traffic. You know, before it was garbage. You know, we're working through all those things. But you know, we always say, as long as we get the streets plowed, your leaves picked up, and the garbage picked up, most everybody's pretty happy within the city. So we're real fortunate. You know, people appreciate what they have, and I think a lot of us in the city of Avon are grateful for all the positive things that go on with the schools. And I know you talked with Superintendent Lobb, and it's, you know, when I moved to Avon, so many 20-some years ago, it's like I looked at the school systems and what was positive for my children, and I think that's the one thing I do as mayor is look at how we can impact children and what's the positive things we can do. And you look at the school systems, whether it's Holy Trinity, St. Mary's, or, you know, our regular school system, it's like we just have a great infrastructure of educational and foundational things.
We've seen some construction over by Schwartz and Jaycox. What's that all about?
Schwartz and Jaycox over there, that's that area we made a commitment to the residents in terms of with flooding issues and things going on in that area. So we partnered with the Metro Parks. We bought the piece of property. We gave it to the Metro Parks. The Metro Parks paid for some of that. But now what we're trying to do is excavate some of the dirt out of there, so we'll have a bigger area for retention. And then when it's not being used in terms of a flood situation or water situation, that we can have a park that'll connect from there, hopefully one day within the future, to Miller Preserve, and then continue to through the French Creek District.
When you're out and about doing whatever you do, when you're not sort of on the job, do people come up to you and say, "Mayor, I have this problem, I have this issue"? Does that happen?
You know, too, I'm quite honestly, I'm always on the job, and I don't mind that whatsoever. You know, so I enjoy people coming up to me, talking to me. I get more compliments in terms of what a great community we have and all the positive things that go on. You know, occasionally someone will say, "Hey, I've got an issue, but I'll call you later." So usually when I'm out, it's more positive things. And the thing that I think that makes me proud is that I've got a lot of children that come up to see me that recognize me, probably more so than the parents do, but want to come up and just say hi. And again, it's like, what a great community and things that we have going on. So it's, you know, it's positive.
Warmer weather's coming. I imagine the pool will be opening, what, in about 5 weeks or so?
Absolutely. So we're preparing right now, getting it done. We've got work going on over there. The Ferment Group donated a gravity rail that's going to be going in the middle of May that's going to make another positive impact over there for children, and you'll hear more screaming and having fun over there. So that nucleus of what's going on, if anybody hasn't been out to that area, you know, by Memorial Day, we'll have the new Veterans Memorial that'll be in that area. So a lot of positive things, walking trails in that area, too. So they need to get out and enjoy the weather and continue, like you said, exercise. And I just saw the other day that they talked about where, you know, stores and that are going to be a thing of the past. And, you know, I would encourage everybody, it's like, do things with your family. And if the new generation doesn't get out and start walking around and doing things, you know, we're going to be a sediment community of everybody in their house ordering things. But you need to get out and enjoy what we have.
Is my trash pickup date changing in the city of Avon?
Your trash is changing in May. So it's going to go to Mondays. And we thought that Mondays was a good chance because if something happened on Monday, the trash pickup would be on Tuesday. But a lot of residents are excited about that. It's changed, though, so that may be
that's
a problem.
That's a third change for me in living in Avon. Yeah,
listen to this.
Yeah, it's going to go from Friday. So your Friday pickup will now be Monday, but in that 1 week. So you won't have a 10-day gap. You'll have like a 3 or 4-day gap, and then it'll stay at Mondays from this point forward.
This is all that weekend cleanup, because that's going to happen. Now I'm going to, instead of on Thursday, it's trash day tomorrow, now I'm going to spend my Sunday getting my trash together.
Isn't that a positive, though? You'll be all weekend to clean up, and
everything.
Then they'll pick that up on Monday.
Okay. These are things that people in communities worry about, Craig.
Sure, they do. The basics.
Do I have power? Is there water? Mm. What about my trash? Mm. Those are the basic things that get people happy. And can I get where I'm going in a timely manner? Mm-hmm. So that's really what makes for a quality of life sometimes in the community.
Thank you again for having me. And, you know, with this Easter weekend, just remember to be thankful. And like I said, I'm thankful for the position I have and the abilities I have, but the opportunity I have to serve the residents.
Great.
So.
Thanks, Mayor, for stopping in. Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Mayor Brian Jensen joining us this morning. Coming up in just a bit as we continue our spotlight on Avon, we'll see what's happening with the Avon Duct Tape Festival coming up in June. That's next here at WEOL.
Remember when thousands would crowd at an Apple store all trying to be the first to get the newest iPhone? Those days are gone. And the question now is, just how bad are iPhone sales? Kim Command with your Thursday Consumer Tech Update. Get know-how the easy way with my free tech newsletters delivered to your email daily. Sign up now at commando.com. Last year, Apple released three new iPhones, the XR, the XS, and the XS Max at $1,100, the most expensive iPhone ever. There was no excitement. And now, a lot.